Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings to everyone that is tuning in this morning to the Black Box Show. I am your co-host, Roosevelt Muhammad, also known as Champ God, the Mindset Coach. I am grateful for those that are getting off from work, headed to work at 8 a.m. Central Time this morning. I thank you again for tuning in to the Black Box Show. The topic that we would be tuning in into learning and understanding, poverty energy. Poverty energy. We're going to do some word clearing, going into the definition of poverty and energy. Poverty is a noun, and the definitions, the first definition is the state of being extremely poor, and the second definition, the state of being inferior in quality or insufficient in amount. Energy is a noun as well, and it means the strength and vitality required for sustained physical or mental activity. Let me repeat this again. The definition of energy, the strength and vitality required for sustained physical or mental activity. Poverty energy. Comes from being programmed genetically and environmentally to accept and to agree with being without, doing just enough to get by. Poverty energy comes from those that are in a poor state mentality. Poverty energy, people will only wish to be rich, wish they had more, whether it be money or material things. They can wish for a decent neighborhood. They can wish for more money. And all of this will only be a wish list. And when those carry on this poverty energy, they only stay where they are because some people feel as though it would be hard for them to break away from that environment that they are attached to. Some feel as though that if they leave that neighborhood, if they change from the neighborhood where they are living in, and they change and they move into a decent neighborhood, they will feel as though that they are leaving others behind. They will feel as though that they will be looked at as thinking that they are better. Now, when we look at the condition and the situation of people that are living in poverty, we look at people that are confined and comfortable in that state because they feel as though that they are unworthy. And anytime people ask the Creator for anything, going into prayer, asking for a better life, a better way of living, and going through the process of asking for help, asking for blessings. And after the prayer and the talk is over, some feel the same way before the process started. Nobody can receive anything that they feel as though they are unworthy of. It doesn't matter about the advice I give to them. It doesn't matter about whomever else may give them advice or show them that it's possible to be rich. It's possible to be wealthy. It's possible to have good health. It's just like taking someone to the rehab. And we go through the front door. We check them in to get some help. And after that process is over with, we leave at the front door just feeling good because we know from the heart, our intention was to help this person whom we care about and whom we love. And when we leave the scene, that person only stick around for a certain amount of time that they are comfortable with until they leave at the back door. Because a person that is not consciously aware of good benefits of someone helping them out of love. If their mind is already made up to do the things that they was doing before help came, a blessing came to them, they're going to continue on in life until they hit the brakes, until they be fully honest with themselves and say the reason why I'm living the way I'm living and the reason why I'm suffering the way I'm suffering and the reason why every day is a struggle, because I wanted it. Because I wanted it. I didn't want the help, the good benefits that came to me. I didn't want the advice, the wisdom and the knowledge and the facts that came to me. Because I was stuck. I was stuck. I was comfortable. And I just felt as though, as long as I keep wishing, everything would be just fine. And I want us to know as well that everything comes to us from our own inner consciousness. Some people that are defected with poverty energy are not conscious to know what is going on with them. They have no idea why they do the things that they do. Now, with people like myself that have been blessed to break away from that state, from that condition, it's my job, along with others, to reach to those that are blind, deaf, and dumb, and show them they can see, and show them they are smart, they are intelligent, and show them that they can stand upright, and they can choose what they want to be. They can choose to be successful. They can choose to show the greatness that they have within them. They can choose life over death without making any type of excuses, because we all have choices. And the choices that most of us been making haven't been the right choices, haven't been the choices that our nature agrees with, that the creator that lives within us agrees with. And that's why some is living in personal hell, in personal hell, not the prison institution that man has built in the outside world. It's the inside world that we have became our own prisoner, our own inmate, because we are not consciously aware that we can change our prototypes. How do someone cast away that negative self-image. Well, it's a formula. It's a method that's going to take work. It's going to take massive action. This is outside of positive thinking. Positive thinking is good, but it would be even better to experience the positive thinking with massive action, combine it into one. First, we must be honest with ourselves and write down what are the things that are troubling us. And do our research to find the answer how we can solve the problem that we are having. And keep that a secret between us and the Creator. Do not tell people what you're working on, because it's easy for someone to be a distraction to you. Oh, the journey of having a new life and a new beginning. That's why people easily go astray, because they be so quick to tell people what they working on. It can be losing weight. It can be getting in shape. It can be ideals. It can be the very thing that can help us and advance us in life. And that's why we must focus on self, what we need to do to get out of this condition that is poor, and no more having the poor energy. We can replace it with rich energy, with wealthy energy. We have that choice without anybody standing over us to say, this is what you need to pick. We can do that ourselves. That's why when we look at what we need to work on to better self, and we set a goal that we're going to work on this for 30 days, we're going to be consistent. And even though it's going to be some negative chattering taking place inside the subconscious mind, but I'm going to be persistent. I'm going to ignore that. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell the subconscious mind what I want it to and how I want it to react and respond to what I want to do. Because the subconscious mind is like a garbage disposal. It would take anything. The subconscious mind is not aware about the past, present, nor future. It will accept anything, whether it's negative or positive. The subconscious mind have in store a memory bank, that when opportunities come to us, when good benefits come to us, when help come to us, we can accept it or reject it. Now, most people reject this because the door of the memory bank opens and remind people of the negative things that they did in the past. And you know what? Most times, those negative memories and experiences defeats us. It overpowers us. We can get more money into our bank account. We can do the things that we have been desiring to do. We can be the person that we have been craving to become. And these negative thoughts from the past that is being released on us from the memory bank, we give into it. And we say, I'm not worthy to do that. Is people more qualified to do this? It's not for me. It's not my time. And I'm here to tell you, when is the right time? The right time is the right time. It's now. Stop putting yourself on the back row. Stop sitting in the nose bleeding seats, way up in the balcony, that you have to look at what you are observing with binoculars. Why not look at yourself being on the front row? But see, if you do not see and feel yourself being, doing, and having what you want, this will never happen. It will always be a fairy tale story that you tell yourself. You will always create a wish list. You will always deceive yourself. And did you know we can become our own opposition, our own enemy, because of the thoughts that we agree with in our subconscious mind? Stop allowing chaos, drama, and recession to play a part in your subconscious mind. You can ignore. You can cast away, and you can delete these negative thoughts by focusing on what you truly want, what you honestly want, and stay with it. Stop putting yourself in that environment. Separate yourself from people that doesn't want to grow, that doesn't want to change for the better. Stop filling yourself up as though that you're doing them wrong. You're not doing nobody wrong that refuse to grow. They are doing themselves wrong. And they want you to stay with them like a twin. They want you to be just like them, like a twin. And I'm here to tell you, either you're going to make a difference while you have time right now, or you will expire. You will expire. Change the way you look at things, and the way you look at things will change for the better. You have to change your mentality That's why people that has poor self-confidence is easily a person to be jealous of others that are successful and prospering in life, because their self-confidence is on a low level. And they seeing the very thing that they have been wishing for. It's no way for nobody to blame God, especially when you have no knowledge of God. Now, when people receive the knowledge of self and the knowledge of God, they have to put into work, into action, what they know now. Everybody have a choice to be in a poor state or a rich state. We can only attract to us what vibrates in harmony with us. Whatever we are in harmony with, whatever we are vibrating to or with, that's who we are. We only attract who we are, not what we want. We have to make a stand right now and break away from poverty energy and replace it with rich energy. That's why the rich stay rich and the poor stay poor, because the rich have to be on a high level of thinking, have to be creative, have to be productive. No foolishness, no madness can enter into the mind. We all have choices. And I thank you again for tuning in to the Black Box Show, especially listening to this topic, poverty energy. You can download this show for yourself, and you can share this with others. And to book Roosevelt Muhammad to come to your city, you can inbox me through Blog Talk Radio, or you can inbox me on Facebook. You can connect with me on Facebook. You can type in Roosevelt Muhammad, and you will see the symbol of a Rolls Royce, and that's my page. You can inbox me through Blog Talk Radio or through Facebook. I thank you for tuning in, and continue to tune in every Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. Central Time. Have a blessed and prosperous life. Peace forever.